We're going to bring in here now political analyst Paris Denard, Republican strategist not working for the Trump campaign, and Angela Rye, Democratic strategist who is not working for the Clinton campaign. Angela, one of the stories of this election seems to be not so much the turnout for Donald Trump, but the lack of turnout for the Democrats, and overall, the turnout the lowest since 2000. What happened to a lot of parts of the Democratic base?
Well, I think this has really been asked and answered quite a bit. We know that they were the most polarizing candidates that we've seen in some time. We know that folks who turned out to vote for Trump could have just been voting against Hillary and vice versa. A number that's staggering to me today is more than 231 million eligible voters in this country, and only 46.9% of those did not vote. Mm-hmm. That means there's a substantial class of eligible people in this country who have not voted for their own representation. And that, to me, regardless of party affiliation, is staggering.
Well, how much of that was the candidate, Angela? And we've talked about this. She was said to be so flawed. But on the other hand, I have to point out, we were talking about religion, Jeremy, just a few minutes ago, and its role in the race. She has been demonized by some people. I actually know anecdotally of people in Washington, D.C., when I worked there in the 90s, who actually thought, I mean, this was not a metaphor. They thought Hillary Clinton was Satan. Pick up on that. How much was it this person, you know, either vilified or flawed?
Or how much of it has to do with the fact that she's a woman? You did just talk to, and you just mentioned, frankly, the religious right.
Yeah.
82% of evangelicals could not support Hillary Clinton and did not support Hillary Clinton. And I think that says, that speaks volumes. This is a swath of voters who I talked about, at least on Twitter. They can't see a woman being the head of a household. They can't see the woman, a woman being a head of a church without it being a co-pastor or in a pastoring role with their husbands. And they definitely cannot see a woman being the head of the nation. And I think that's something we really have to talk about, whether that's blatant sexism or not. What we do know is that white women voted for Donald Trump. He won the majority of white women votes.
Mm-hmm. Paris Denard, a Republican strategist, let me bring you in. Was last night a surprise for you? Because it seems now, looking back on some of the things that the Trump campaign had been saying, that they knew something that everyone else did not know about who was going to turn out, especially in some of the states in the upper Midwest and Pennsylvania. But were you surprised by the result when it came, when it happened?
I did not think that this time, when I'd be talking to my friends here on Here and Now, that I would be saying that Mr. Trump received more than 270, 278, 290, 280 in terms of the Electoral College. I thought it was going to be much, much tighter and closer. I thought that we would do well and win, but I didn't anticipate it to be, in my opinion, decisive. And so I do believe that, let me actually answer it this way. I was not surprised by the fact that the media and many in the pundit class got wrong, once again, the mood of the country and the responsiveness to Mr. Trump's message. I'm on the streets and in cabs and Ubers and all these things all the time, and just walking around, and more people, the people that came up to me talking about they were supporting Mr. Trump and talking about how they appreciated hearing me on Here and Now and hearing me on NPR and watching me on television, they were African Americans. Mm-hmm. They were young African Americans. They were older African Americans, but they were all African American. And it's an amazing moment to me to sit there and say, the media is not picking up on this. Pollsters aren't picking up on this.
Well, you know, Paris, that may be, but there are other African Americans. You're well aware of this. There have been protests already in Los Angeles, in Oregon. But also, you know, people know of young African Americans, and not just African Americans, people of color, who think that because they're Muslim, they're going to be banned or attacked, who think that because they're brown, they're going to be deported, who think that because they're black, that something's going to happen to them. What do you do to heal that feeling? Or the party,
Yeah, I think Secretary Clinton set the right tone today talking about unity. I thought the president set the right tone talking about unity and talking about wanting to work with Mr. Trump to make sure he's an effective president. I think those were good steps. And I think Mr. Trump is going to talk directly to the American people in specific groups and talk about how he's going to make America great again. He has a New Deal plan that he says for African Americans on his website. He has a first 100-day plan that he put out there. And the other thing that's inspirational is the fact that there's young people like Eric Rowe, who is a millennial in Pennsylvania, who won a state House seat. There's a young African-American in Florida, who's a Republican, who won his seat. So they're across the board. There are people that are responding to Mr. Trump, but also down ballot. People were saying and giving these new millennials and these new voices in the Republican Party a chance. And so it's not just going to be Mr. Trump. It's going to be the House. It's going to be the Senate. It's going to be people like me. And it's going to be these new generation of people who came up under Mr. Trump.
Just got a couple seconds here, guys. Yeah, just a couple seconds here,
guys. Filibuster Paris.
Filibuster by Paris. Paris Denard, Republican strategist, and Angela Rye, Democratic strategist, our great friends here.
You'll be
here
back.
Now.
Yeah.
You'll be
We're
back. Thank you so much to both
together.
Of you.